HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, we are back again with your favorite podcast series Spill the Beauty. Main hoon aapki beauty guide Gitika Sachdev, and like every week we're going to discuss some amazing skincare and hair care hacks with the help of Dr. Blossom Kocher. Now this week is even more special because it is the last episode of the season. I think the last few episodes, you know, through these weeks have been so special because we've learned some great hacks. We've also tried them out and I think they've worked beautifully. I know you guys have tried them out too, and we love to hear all the feedback that comes our way. And this week, we're going to wrap up the season with something particularly special. Do you have any guesses? Well, we're going to talk about all kinds of trends, skincare and hair care, that really were the talk of the town in 2021. And there are a lot of trends that we might take forward, carry forward into 2022. Now, because there were so many trends, we switched to natural ingredients, we were home, we had to make use of the resources that were available. There were so many things that we experimented with. But as always, there are some things that really make the cut and some things that we feel like ditching. But again, who better to help than our beauty expert, Dr. Blossom Kocher? So without wasting any more time, we'll call her in and let's see what she has to say about the subject. Hi everyone. We are back again with another episode of Spill the Beauty. And joining us again is Dr. Blossom Kocher, who's here to tell us all about the beauty trends, all the skincare trends that were worth noticing in 2021 and the ones that we need to watch out in 2022. So with that, let's welcome her. How are you, ma'am?
Hi, Gitika, and hi, everyone. Such a pleasure to be here. Okay, so we got a very interesting topic today. So let's go into 2021 first. Now, that has taught us a lot of things, while the most important one, of course, was taking care of ourselves, because we had a lot of time, I must say. And when we are taking care of ourselves, then we thought, why not take care of how we look? And also, you know, there were so many different trends because we couldn't go out to beauty salons. We had to not only look after just our skin externally, but also internally also. We had to go into an exercise regime, which I think is very, very important, which was very important for us. And then we went into exercising, we went into yoga, we went into, you know, any kind of a breathing kind of exercise. We also went into a lot of meditation, which helped us a great deal. And taking supplements. Supplements were a big thing. Like, for example, you will find we took turmeric. We took, you know, everyone were taking turmeric. They were taking amlaki. They were taking ashwagandha. You know, they were taking a whole lot of supplements during last year, because that definitely was helping the beauty, helping us. The main thing was to help our immune system and to keep us healthy from inside out. That was the main thing. And then, of course, we also, the skincare routine. And so our skin also was glowing, and that was important even for our skin. The thing that was a little for the year 2021, what was wrong was people had a lot of anxiety attacks, and also not sleeping so much because of this. So that's where they went in for the supplements. And they also used, we found that they used a lot of aromatherapy during the 2021. You find that people switched to products that had fewer steps also. They didn't want to go into so much of things. They had fewer steps of products. And Absolutely. They had smarter products. okay, so that it'll solve a lot of problems. They didn't want to have something that will only they'll have used something to wash their hair or something for their hand. They preferred to have something for completely hair wash, hand wash, and everything together. You know, they wanted something that was smarter. Also, last year, of course, 2021, we saw big growth in aromatherapy products, bath oils, skin oils, beauty, and we saw a lot of tools, natural tools like Gosha stones, jade rollers, dry brushes. Also, we had a lot of a little electrical gadgets like a small galvanic, you know, flawless that is to remove hair, which was very important because they didn't want to go into the salons for the waxing and everything else. So these were there, which we used a lot. The other thing that we used a lot in 2021 were products which had a lot of hyaluronic acid. Okay, because it would nourish and plump up the skin. Hydration. Hydration was a big thing. Okay, dryness. Another ingredient, of course, that was used a lot last year was vitamin C, because of it used to make the skin glow. It used to really help the collagen. It regenerated the skin, repaired the skin. Okay, and it gave that skin that instant radiance that it needed. And also, the other, since we were mostly in front of the screen for many, many hours, because everyone were working from home most of the time. Also, there were webinars, you were on the online, you were watching things on the thing. So what was a problem that it caused was because of, you know, we had this blue light that was there. We had a lot of pigmentation, dark circles, dull skin. So a lot of products and brands came out with these products, how to cut the blue, you know, the blue light. And they had the SPF also, because UV rays was definitely coming through. So they had a lot of products with SPF, with sun blocking agents, like, you know, we not on the blue light blocking agents that I used to call it, you know. So that was something that was very much needed at that time. Also, the COVID, you know, it also had demands. The sanitizers were very big at that time. So we had to use a lot of sanitizers. Also, there was a lot of, you know, they didn't like to use too many fragrance. Like there was a lot of, you can say, cutting down in artificial fragrances. And a lot of hand care products were used, because we had a lot of hand creams and hand care, because since they used to use so much of sanitizers and washing. So then the hand creams, I found a lot of hand creams. And also, since it had to be used, we had to put the hand cream on, there was an antibacterial agents were used in the hand creams to soften the hands. Also, you'll find even the hand washes and others came out that were softening the hands. Absolutely. And of course, and the hydrafacial was very much in at that time, because everyone wanted to have that, you know, the results in instantly, and to moisturize the skin. So that was something that was definitely used. So these were all the things that were there. Then maskne. Maskne was very big, because of putting on these masks, they all got a kind of an acne, you know, around that area. So we had to put in products which had these antibacterial properties, okay, into it. So that was something that, and niacinamide, those were the things that had to be used. Also, prebiotic, probiotic products were very much used at that time, you know, at that last year. So now, this was all that happened in 2021.
I have a question and a couple of questions around the trends that we mentioned, and particularly some which really, really stood out. Now, for one, we saw, as you mentioned, a lot of people used jade rollers, washers.
Yeah.
So do you think, you know, these turned out to be, are they effective? And do you think it's something that we should carry forward?
Yeah. Okay. So now for the carrying forward, yes. I think the jade rollers and the thing, and those are little electric gadgets, they were very useful. In fact, the jade rollers, the Gaushas, the the stones that the rose quartz that they used, it was effective in a way because it helped to because one thing is we must remember that crystals, they do have an effect, okay? We use crystals in a lot of things. Crystal is used in our watches to keep the time good, and crystal is used in a whole lot of, you know, even in ultrasonic machines, you have a crystal. So these crystals, pure crystals, now it has to be pure crystals. Now, if they are used, and they do have an effect on the skin. So they do help a dry skin, like rose quartz definitely helps a dry skin, and jade helps to clean the skin, cleanse the skin, and helps the skin, you know. So we so they were good, and they were gadgets that were specially made for certain areas, and along with creams. So they were good, and I think they are going to continue to be used. The other little electrical gadgets that we had also, you know, that came out, I think they are going to go on because they definitely did work. They were handheld galvanic current. So in when we go into a salon, we get that with a machine. So this is something. And then we had things how to cleanse our skin, you know, with the ultrasonic handheld. So it was a deep cleansing that was given. So these will definitely go. Flawless was something for a hair removal, I think, which was really helped a lot of girls.
Absolutely.
And so these, I think, will continue in this year. This will go on in these trends. These small little electric gadgets, and also the crystals will go on.
Absolutely. And another thing that comes to mind is, do you think, especially because of the pandemic and because, you know, we weren't able to go out to salons as much as we did in the past, do you think that has kind of made us more conscious of using a lot of natural products? Like you said, there are fewer steps, but also kitchen ingredients. Yeah.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. In fact, we did so many webinars last year on DIY for everyone, you know, because it really worked, because everybody found it so easy to use as natural as possible, because they have the minerals, they have the vitamins and everything in that. And they used a lot of kitchen ingredients. And believe it or not, I think this is going to go on for a long time, because people, they did get to going back to, you know, going back to nature, going back to the traditional way of using things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for their skin.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think with that, we can move forward to what should we look out for in 2022.
Yeah. Now, what should we look out for in this? You'll find there, when we look out for brands now, since water seems to be a very big thing that is happening, the lack of water, and they're trying to conserve and everything else. Okay. So now I find that they're going to go into a lot of things, whether it's salons, spas, at home also. A lot of things where you don't, where you're going to use more oil, like oil cleansers are going to come in quite a lot. Okay. We're going to have less of water is going to be used, oil cleansers. And you'll find that even like instead of just having those huge like bathtubs filled with water and people going and having a bath, I think bucket baths are going to be more if they want that, because they're going to start using a lot of essential oils are going to go on. Aromatherapy is going to be really big because of the body scrubs, aromatherapy massages. They are definitely going to go on, and we are going to have that a lot. Aromatherapy is going to be used for the face. Again, the kitchen cosmetics are going to be fantastic. It's going to be combined with this. We're going to have the prebiotic and the probiotic is going to, those kind of cosmetics are going to go on. Micro, and we are going to have, again, niacinamide, because people are still going to wear masks. Okay, so the maskne, we are going to have to look into maskne. And then sustainability is going to be something. So they don't want to, nowadays, since people are getting, now after this pandemic and even now, then coming year, even if it is going, people have become more aware of nature, of, you know, not destroying nature. In fact, what I find, they don't want to, like, you'll find sustained, like, reusable things. You can give back your, if you've got a thing, you can buy a product, you can give it back and give back the so that they can be refilled and got back to you again. But what we're going to see a lot of, I think, is more like bars. You're going to have soap bars and shampoo bars and, you know, massage bars, so that the packaging is not going to be anything of that plastic and or that sort of thing, that and or anything that is going to, you know, clutter the earth. That's what, you know, that's what. Right. So it's going to be more sustainable. We're going to have more of this. We are going to, of course, maskne is there. We're going to use the niacinamide. We are going to have probiotic and prebiotic. And the hair things are going to be quite a lot. Scalp care is something that is going to be massive now, because one of the reasons is there's been so much of hair loss during this COVID. You will find that after effect of COVID. So a lot of scalp treatments to improve hair, to reduce hair loss is definitely going to be in at this time, during this time.
Right.
Yeah? And body. We're going to go not just look after our face, we're going to look after our body. And the same thing, in fact, what we started in 2021 is going to continue in 2022. Because it is just like a tide over of the whole thing.
Absolutely. No, and so basically, as you, in a nutshell, I think everything's going to be more sustainable. Everything's going to be definitely more natural and not as artificial and cosmetic as it used to.
Yes. And skincare is a big thing in this 2022.
Absolutely.
So good natural skincare is really big. You're going to find people really going in for beauty products, but the consumer is going to be very well tuned. You know, the consumer is going to look behind, going to see, is it good for my skin or not? You know, they are going to want natural. They're going to want organic. They're going to want really something that is really natural and good for them. They are not going to go into any more chemical and other stuff. It is a complete change, and it is a change also very good. And wellness is going to play a big part, because wellness, everybody, you know, it is all wellness products, wellness skincare. And this is really going to come out quite a lot.
So there's a huge shift in terms of what the consumer wants today.
Yeah. And they're going to go a lot back many years, like into like, you know, what was used before. Maybe they'll recycle it and make it a little better or for themselves. And they're going to start using that.
Absolutely.
In fact, it's going to be wonderful. And I'm really looking forward to 2022. In terms of beauty and the skin and the hair, because it's really going to be something that is going to be fantastic, really.
Certainly. And thank you so much, ma'am, for sharing all these insights again. And, you know, as always, I think we always want to try out these tips, because I think these are so simple, so effective. And, you know, they really nourish the skin and hair from the inside out. So certainly.
That's so true. And also there's going to be a decrease in production, in the costs, and, you know, reusable packaging, recall the production costs, and they're going to encourage lower purchase pricing. You know, so this whole thing is going to be so that the consumer now is going to get a very good product at not such a very, very high price, because definitely economy is going to play a part, you know, a big part.
Absolutely.
In the purchasing power of the consumer. So that is also going, and of course it has to be high quality with good pricing. That's going to come about.
Thank you so much, ma'am, and I think this season was absolutely wonderful with you, and we hope you have a very, very good new year. And we'll definitely see you once again during the next season. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you, Gitika. It was wonderful talking to you all. And it was really amazing. I loved it. And I wish you all the best and have a great, great new year.
Thank you so much. And thank you again on behalf of our listeners too.
Yeah. And all the listeners, a happy new year.
So guys, that was none other than Dr. Blossom Kocher telling us about the trends in skincare and hair care that really made waves in 2021 and the ones that we can carry forward into 2022. Now, you know, most of these hacks are extremely simple. They're so natural. They're gentle on the skin. So I think we can try them out season after season, which is why we'd love to hear your point of view, your feedback, and what are the episodes that absolutely stayed with you? What are some of the hacks that you tried? What worked? And so on and so forth. So don't forget to send us an email on healthshots@gmail.com, or you could also send us a DM on our Facebook and Instagram pages. And with that, guys, it's a wrap for season one. I think this particular season was so special thanks to all the insights that Dr. Kocher shared with us. Some of them were absolutely new for us. Some of them, I think, you know, are from the times that our grandmothers tried these ingredients, and they still are so, so relevant. So I think with that, we really, really think that this particular season has helped us to restore our skin and hair. And we are absolutely thankful for these amazing hacks. And with that, guys, I think it's time for me to take your leave. I think I would love to thank all our listeners for being so supportive, for hearing each episode, for sharing their feedback, and just being such an important part of Spill the Beauty. And guys, I think the next season is going to be absolutely special, because we're going to discuss many more hacks, mostly about summer skincare routine and so on and so forth. So, you know, make sure that you keep a watch out on our social media pages, because that's where all the information about the next season will be. So with that, I think it's time for me to take your leave. I'll catch you next season then. Until then, stay beautiful, stay you. And guys, don't forget to catch Spill the Beauty on HT Smartcast, Spotify, Gaana, and all your favorite podcasting platforms.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.